And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of February, 2025. Today is the birthday of J.M. Coetzee, born on this day in 1940. J.M. Coetzee is a South African and Australian novelist, essayist, linguist, translator, and recipient of the 2003 Nobel Prize in Literature. He's one of the most critically acclaimed and decorated authors in the English language. J.M. Coetzee, who said, "Of course we cried out in horror when we found out what they had been up to. We cried, 'What a terrible crime to treat human beings like cattle. If we'd only known beforehand.' But our cry should more accurately have been, 'What a terrible crime to treat human beings like units in an industrial process.' And that cry should have had a postscript. What a terrible crime, come to think of it, a crime against nature, to treat any living being like a unit in an industrial process. Given half a chance, children see through the lies with which advertisers bombard them, the happy chooks that are transformed painlessly into succulent nuggets, the smiling moo cow that donates to us the bounty of her milk. It takes but one glance into a slaughterhouse to turn a child into a lifelong vegetarian." Today is also the birthday of Alice Walker, born on this day in 1944. Alice Walker is a civil rights activist and author, and the first African-American woman to win a Pulitzer Prize for literature. She once said, "If I'm eating food I know was a creature in a cage, it brings up memories of segregation and the stories from my ancestors of being in captivity and denied their personalities, their true beings. Animals were not made for us or our use. They have their own use, which is just being who they are." It is also the birthday of Steve Sempansis, born on this day in 1945. Steve Sempansis is an American moral philosopher. He is Professor Emeritus of Philosophy at California State University, East Bay, and specializes in animal ethics, environmental ethics, and metaethics. His best-known work is Morals, Reason, and Animals, published in 1987. Sempansis's philosophy advocates for extending moral personhood and ethical consideration to animals based on their capacity for interests and suffering, challenging anthropocentric norms and speciesism, and instead promoting empathy, vegan activism, and systemic change to reduce animal exploitation. In 1983, Sempansis and his future wife established Hayward Friends of Animals to create a volunteer initiative supporting their local municipal animal shelter. They now operate Second Chance, Helping the Pets of People in Need, an initiative aimed at providing assistance to financially disadvantaged individuals caring for companion animals in California. The Stockport Vegan Festival is today, with more than 60 fantastic stalls, world food caterers, exciting and inspirational talks and workshops that will be running throughout the day at the Guild Hall at 169 to 171 Wellington Road South in Stockport from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Standard entry is £5 and free admission for those under 16. Come hear entertaining and educational speakers, poet Dominic Berry, Bilal Ahmed of Alkanat, alcohol-free adult beverages, Sophie Banyard, who is a mindset coach and kettlebell instructor. Folks from Vegan Organic Network will speak on vegan organic farming, and Beatrice Enriquez will speak about functional mushrooms. Event link in the show notes. And here's a poem for today, Walt Whitman's When I Heard the Learned Astronomer. When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures were ranged in columns before me, when I was shown the charts and diagrams to add, divide, and measure them, when I sitting heard the astronomer where he lectured with much applause in the lecture room, How soon unaccountable I became tired and sick, till rising and gliding out, I wandered off by myself in the mystical, moist night air, and from time to time looked up in perfect silence at the stars. When I heard The Learned Astronomer by Walt Whitman, this has been The Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love this world.